Charles Hatchett currently works as a security guard for Crowns Corporation and James Marine Incorporated to make ends meet while his real estate and auctioneer endeavors have suffered from the economic downturn. But he considers this a plus in his campaign for Congress.
You got to represent the district with what's there. And whether we like it or not, I represent more of the district than a lawyer does. Because I work for $8 an hour.
And not only has Hatchett lived on shoestring budgets, he has run his campaigns on them. Sitting in the dining room of his small home in Benton, Kentucky, Hatchett lays a letter on his table.
I'll show you something here. I have one campaign donation that I have accepted.
When it was mailed, that letter contained $25 from an 84-year-old man. Hatchett says he has refused other donations because he doesn't want to be accountable to any groups or organizations should he be elected. Instead of running ads, the candidate mostly gets his message out by speaking at public events, where he talks about his ideas for a district-wide council and a revamp of trade agreements, so companies using overseas labor must pay the equivalent of United States minimum wage. He will also debate Whitfield during KET's Kentucky Tonight on October 8th. Yet as hard as Hatchett tries to win, statistics don't support his chances. According to OpenSecrets.org, a website dedicated to tracking the influence of money in politics, 85% of incumbents in the House of Representatives won re-election in 2010. The site also says challengers running for the House had to spend an average of $1.7 million that year to wage competitive campaigns.
Well, there's a saying that money is the mother's milk of politics.
That's Dr. Winfield Rose, a Murray State University political science professor. Although he places value on campaign finances, he says that's not the only obstacle Hatchett faces in beating Whitfield.
When somebody runs against an incumbent, he bears the burden of proof of showing why the incumbent should not be reelected. In the presidential campaign, that's Mitt Romney's challenge. And this man that's running against Mr. Whitfield has got to show the same thing.
But the professor doesn't think Hatchett can. Rose says Whitfield has the advantages of name recognition, organization, and trust from the population. He also represents the conservative values of the district's majority. Because of this, Rose says both parties consider the Kentucky 1st District a safe Republican seat. And for the last two campaign cycles, the National Democratic Party has not given campaign money to Democratic candidates for general elections in this district.
Well, it's never enough when you're raising money at the grassroots level.
That's Clint Alexander, a lawyer and Vanderbilt lecturer who tried to unseat Whitfield in 2002, but only received 35% of the vote, even though he raised almost $500,000. He says campaigning in districts like the first can be especially difficult for challengers. The candidates who campaign in rural areas must raise funds from people spread across wide geographical areas who feel little connection to each other and to the candidates. Because of this, he says they have less inclination to donate. The challengers also must get their messages out across these large areas, and that proves problematic without funding. So Alexander says there aren't many ways to win against an incumbent short of airing dirty laundry.
The only thing you can do really is to catch an incumbent in a scandal of some sort, whether it's a personal scandal or a professional scandal. And when a candidate doesn't have easy material to work with there, it's very difficult to remove an incumbent.
So far, no such scandals have surfaced that could oust Whitfield from his chair in the House of Representatives. But that's not why Michael Pape, the congressman's district director, says his boss has stayed in Congress since 1994. Pape has worked for Whitfield since the district first elected the congressman, and says his boss keeps winning elections because he is a personable individual, a good listener, and a politician who strives to represent his district well.
I think for Congressman Whitfield, he is perceived as a congressman that's been in touch with his district, a congressman that votes with the wishes of his district on most of the big issues facing our country, and a congressman that works very hard at helping people with individual problems they're having with the federal government.
For the last 18 years, the district has apparently agreed. If reelected in November, Whitfield will begin his 10th term in office. That's a long career and a solid reputation that Charles Hatchett has decided to take on as he fights to enter that small percentage of challengers who have defeated incumbents. Can he do it? We'll tell you on Election Day. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.